Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, I don't like fast food restaurants just because I don't eat fast food. I don't eat fried food. There's not a lot of stuff out there. But guess where I've been going recently? To Chick-fil-A. You know, they've got grilled chicken nuggets. I mean, why don't more places do that? Why does everything have to be freaking fried? Because fried food's not good for you. I don't eat fried food. I make exceptions now and then, and I'll have a bite of something, but I don't eat fried food. And I love the grilled chicken sandwich, and I've been busy, so, you know, I've gone there. I don't know how. I go to the one on Veterans, and I don't know how they do it, but they're so damn efficient. I mean, they've got two lanes. The drive-through lanes are long, and there's two lanes, and then the cars merge. I don't know how they do it, but it really is pretty phenomenal. We've got a lot of calls to get to, so we're going to get to your calls here in just a moment. Let me bring you up to date if you're just tuning in. I'm talking about the bill to outlaw most speeding cameras in Louisiana. Why? Do you want to speed? Or is there just some kind of fundamental problem with the speeding cameras? Also, we've got to talk about the world's first mass-produced flying car that goes on sale early next year. The company is a Slovakian-based company, Klein Vision, and it's called Air Car. It's the world's first mass-produced flying car, and it goes on sale early next year. So we'll talk about that in a few minutes. All right, let's get to a few of your calls. Let's go to Jack in River Ridge. Jack, welcome to WWL.
Hey, Scoot, how you doing?
Good.
Scoot, about these tariffs with Walmart. Okay, first of all, I think, you know, if anybody needed proof, consumers pay for the tariffs, not the country that sold us the stuff.
That's right.
That shouldn't make it obvious. He went after Amazon first for showing, you know, they were going to show what the tariff cost was on the receipt, and now Walmart was going to pass it along. Do you imagine if Trump had a business that was affected by these tariffs, do you think he'd swallow it?
No freaking way.
Right.
So
I don't understand why he expects other people to pay for his mistakes.
I would like them to accept it. I'd like them to say, okay, we're making these millions and millions of dollars. We can accept this increase and not pass it on to the consumers. But, you know, I'm living in Disneyland when I say that, because it goes against capitalism. But it is the greed in this country that this is what is just fundamentally hurting our country. Does everybody have to be so greedy that nobody can absorb an increase in expenses while they're making money before passing everything on to the consumer? All right, let's go to JR on the North Shore. JR, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, it's good. How you doing?
I'm good.
Okay, I got two quick things. First of all, about the traffic cameras. There is a flaw in the system, so I'm a little bit familiar with it. When you're issued a ticket, okay, you're an individual, and when the officer has you sign the ticket, he's got your information and so forth. I mean, and you sign the ticket, it's not an admission of guilt. The first thing he's going to tell you, this is not an admission of guilt, and you have a court date if you want to contest it. When you have a traffic camera, this is a criminal violation. It's a municipal violation is what it is. And when you have a traffic camera taking a picture of you, it's not a civil violation, it's a criminal violation or a municipal violation. So when the camera takes a picture of the car, it's actually issuing a ticket to the car. You might own the car, but you might not be driving the car. Your girlfriend might be driving the car. Our friend might be driving the car.
Yeah.
But the ticket's going to come to you. Okay, and you are responsible for that ticket. And it's up to you then to prove that you're not driving that car, or, you know, it's a long drawn out
process.
Well,
I mean, I would, but I'd think that if you lent your car to somebody, it would be somebody that would be accountable for the ticket and would agree to pay it, or there's somebody you would agree to pay their ticket, and then you yell at them and, you know, you don't have intimate relations with them that night.
Well, that could be, but you got an ex-girlfriend or something like that, and you know, 3 months later, you get
a ticket.
Wait a minute.
You got to be one hell of a nice person if you're lending your ex-girlfriend your car.
You're a good guy if you pay your ex's ticket, okay? And let me shift gears here to one more thing. So
yeah.
I've got a problem with this Ashley Babbitt thing, okay? Look, don't get me wrong. Nobody wants to see somebody lose their life. They really don't, I mean. But the thing is, you know, looking from a law enforcement background, she put herself in that position.
Yeah.
And when you're the first one through a door or a window or a search warrant, you're the most vulnerable person. You know, you're the first one through there, and you're the first one that's, you know, more likely to get injured. And this,
yep,
this guy was, you know, guarding people. He had someone coming through there. They've already went through the front lines of, you know, hundreds of police officers right there. And he has trained to do that, to protect those people right there. So he put his life on the line. And look, I heard somebody say the other day, well, he could have just wounded her. Well, guess what?
No. That's stupid.
They're not taught to wound people. You shoot for
right.
center mad.
That's
if you're
right.
justified in firing your gun, you're not trying to wound people.
No,
let
me ask you this question about wounding people. And this is a serious question. These thugs that shoot each other, you know, most times they injure somebody. They don't kill them. Are they trying
right.
to injure them, or are they just that bad of a shot? Or is the injury, if I shoot you in the leg or arm or whatever, I'm trying to injure you because I want you to learn a lesson, but I don't want to kill you. Are they really that bad of a shot, or are they intentionally just trying to injure each other?
You know, the reality is that with today's technology and all the medical advances and stuff like that, people who wouldn't have survived those injuries 30 years ago, they are now surviving those injuries.
Okay,
you know,
that's a
we
good point.
We stopped the guy one time, he got out of the car, and went to pat him down. He said, look, I just been shot. He'd been shot 14 times.
Oh, my
God. I don't know where to search him. I don't know where to search him or score him with the, you know, like on the target. You know? And that's just the reality of it.
Wow.
You know? And that's what that should do with right there. But back on the Ashley Babbitt thing, the problem with it is this officer, okay, they settled for $5 million
for
a wrongful death. Okay, what did he do wrong?
He didn't do anything wrong. He did his job. I'm sorry that she died, but he did his job, and you're
and
absolutely
again,
right.
And I'm not trying to downplay the fact that someone lost life.
No,
but she threw herself in that position.
She
like
did.
I would if I go, you know, run a McDonald's right now and try to, you know, to rob the people there.
Yeah.
That's on me.
Yeah, every
so
one of those
that,
people.
That's an issue right there.
Yeah, every one of those people put themselves in that position.
I just wanted position. To kind of bring that forward to you. And you stole my thunder with the Trump plane thing. I'm still in the trying to process that now. So. You know.
All right, well, JR, listen, I appreciate the call. Yeah, we've just learned that the Trump administration has accepted the jet from the Qatari royal family. $400 million jet. The Pentagon says they're going to spend billions to refit this so it is capable of being Air Force One. Do you think the royal family is expecting anything in return? You're damn right. What are they going to get in return for this? And the president, when he's no longer president, is going to accept this as his personal jet. This is not good. Not good. I'm not surprised, but it's not good. Barry is in Kenner. Barry, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot. How you doing?
Good.
I was just calling to congratulate you on your career. I'm going to jog your memory. So years ago, when your son was a baby, my neighbor across the street used to babysit your son over on Delaware. I don't know if you remember that.
I didn't live on that street.
No, you didn't. But
oh, okay.
You babysat your son, right?
Okay. Yeah, there were a few people.
We lived across the street from him, and my mom thought the world of you, and she was a huge Scoot supporter. So
that's cool.
Just wanted to call and, you know, wish you the best, and you know,
I appreciate it. I appreciate
it. Been one of those city, those icons in our city, man. I mean, so, you know, keep doing what you do.
I will. Barry, thank you very much for that. Yeah, again, if you're just tuning in, this came up. I was interviewed by Keith Sparrow. Keith Sparrow, the entertainment journalist for NOLA.com, Times-Picayune. You know, he's been on our show. He's been on Tommy's show. He's been on WWL many times. And Keith asked me to come on his show. He has a show on WLAE, which is called Let's Talk. And he wanted to he interviews people. So he wanted me to come on the show. The taping was this morning. And in his introduction, in introducing me, he brought up that I've been in the business for 55 years. And, you know, after 50 years, I wasn't counting anymore. And it was just an interesting milestone. So I had mentioned that. And that's why we're getting these calls. But, you know, I'm just very sentimental about all of you. I'm very sentimental about this business. And it is just, it is so incredible that I've been in this business since I was 17 years old. And it's just, it's truly amazing. And it's because of you. It's all of you. Thank you. I appreciate the support over the years. And not everybody liked me over the years. I mean, there were people that didn't even like me when I was doing music radio. I mean, there were people, Scoot, you suck. You know, I mean, they didn't like my jokes. Not everybody likes everybody. And that's okay. And in your life, not everybody likes you. And that's okay. But it has been very rewarding. I don't know what else I would do. This is all I know how to do. I don't think that speaks very highly of me, but I don't know how to build stuff. I don't know how to do anything but, you know, but this. But it's because of your support, so I thank all of you. Pierre and Gentile, welcome to WWL.
Hey, how you doing, Scoot?
I'm good, Pierre.
I was just wanted to call and congratulate you on your 55 years in radio.
Thank you.
And I also tell you that my wife, she used to listen to you on B97 back in the 80s.
Yep, that's where I was.
Mm-hmm. And also, you know, I've been listening to you. I'm just made 42. So I've been listening to you since I've been like in my early 30s. And even if I have the radio off at 1 o'clock, I make sure I turn it on.
Well,
you are,
Pierre,
definitely my favorite personality.
That is the highest compliment I can be paid. If this is appointment radio for you and for all of you who make this appointment radio and you tune in to listen, it is a tremendous compliment because, you know, if I can just distract you from the complicated things in your life, if I can, you know, maybe inform you with some information, but my goal is to just entertain you, whether it's information or sarcasm or irreverence or whatever, you know, I'm not saving anybody's life, but if I can make your life a little better going through the day, then I've done my job. And it's because of people like you that tune in and make an appointment to tune in that I am where I am. So, Pierre, thank you very, very much. All right, Jimmy from Gretna has got some breaking news for us. Jimmy, welcome to the show.
Hey, Scoot, and congratulations on 55 years.
Thanks.
I just wanted to say, I told this to Ian, I'm seeing a lot of people talk about this online right now. You know, Marilyn Manson's in New Orleans tonight. He's doing a concert at the Fillmore Theater by the casino. And supposedly there's going to be a Christian organization protesting his arrival or the concert. So I don't know if there's going to be a clash between the goth community that supports Marilyn Manson and this Christian group. I don't know if you heard anything about this. But if anybody's in the area tonight down there by the Fillmore Theater and you see this going on, you know, don't be surprised because, he's going to be in town and supposedly there's going to be a protest to his arrival in concert tonight.
All right, Jimmy, listen, I appreciate the information. I hadn't heard that. You know, goth people are rather chill. I don't think goth people are going to look for a confrontation with any Christians. I think they're just going to blow off the Christians because, you know, the Christians that do this kind of stuff are they're wacky. They're Christian zealots. And, you know, I don't respect them. I mean, I respect people who stand up for their opinions, but I mean, this is just a show. This doesn't do anything. I mean, to show up in protest, I mean, that's just a show to bring attention to you. And I guess these people feel like they're advancing Christianity with their signs and their protesting. But it's not going to stop the show. It's not going to stop anybody from going to the show. So it's essentially meaningless. they're not going to achieve what they hope they want to achieve. You know, we already know about Marilyn Manson. You either like him or you don't like him. You know, we've learned so much about Marilyn Manson in his private life with women that, you know, I have no respect for the guy. His music, to me, is not that great. But if there are goth people who are listening to our show, and I know there are a lot of goth people who listen to this show. I mean, I know because I go to some clubs where there are goth people and I hear about it. So that's cool. I mean, if you're into Marilyn Manson, I think that's awesome. And I think it's really cool the way goth people dress and express themselves. And so go enjoy the concert and just ignore the Christian protest, if it even happens. All right. If you're on hold, stay with us. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture calendar, on this day in 1983, Little Corvette from Prince went to number 6 in the country, giving Prince his first top 10 hit on the Hot 100 charts. And I remember I just started at B97, and we were playing this song. And, you know, again, I'm playing these songs as they're just being released. I mean, Prince, this new artist, and here's this song, Little Red Corvette, which I loved. The video was one of the first black artists ever to appear in hot rotation on MTV. And this was a great video, and loved the song. All right, we'll listen to this as we go to break. I'm Scoot on the Air, and we'll be back.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
WWL. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture calendar, on this day in 1977, Fleetwood Mac's Rumors took over number one from the Eagles, Hotel California. 1977, man, that was a bitchin' year for music. Hotel California, number one, now drops down, Rumors, number one. Really some great music in that era. And, you know, I was part of it on the air, you know, playing these songs when these bands were just releasing these songs. I remember Fleetwood Mac as a new band, the Eagles as a new band. And it's just, it's strange to think about that, but, you know, that's how long I've been in the business. I'm Scoot. I'm really glad you're with us this afternoon. I want to talk about this first mass-produced flying car. It's going to go on sale in the first part of next year. We'll get to that. I've got some more calls to get to. We're also reacting to the Trump administration accepting the plane. We knew this was going to happen. You can't offer a man like that a gift like this and expect him to do the right thing. He accepted the plane. In my opinion, that's not the right thing. I know if you live in the conservative media echo chamber, they're telling you all the reasons why it's good. In my opinion, those are bogus reasons. And it really is against the Constitution. And don't think for 1 minute that they're not giving it to him. The Qatari government never said, royal family never said, we're giving it to the United States. They said, we're giving it to Donald Trump. And if Trump takes the plane with him when he leaves office, then that proves that it was a gift to him. Because no other president has taken the 747 with them when they left office. So you're free in America to believe the BS. You're free to believe the bogus excuses why this is a good deal. But even if you support Trump, this is a breaking of the spirit of the Constitution. And that's not good. If you want to join us, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line, 504-260-1870. The Democrat is in the Ninth Ward. Welcome to our show.
Yes. Hey, I just wanted to say, I've been listening to you for longer than most of the listeners could have even been alive to admit to. I've been putting up with your antics. I was in the oil business. I worked for the Hershey's companies. The family made the candy. I worked in their processing. I wasn't an engineer, but the engineers asked me how to do it. Let's put it that way. I'm from New Orleans. I grew up in the city, and I've been listening to you for a long time, but I something pains me, man. So I'm would like to see. I worked at City Hall I did janitorial work, getting my degrees. I've cleaned toilets. I could say toilets. I like to say toilets because I came from the street, and now I'm in a position where I got some contracts with the city. I was just wondering if I could get LaToya on a wavelength with y'all. At least, what's wrong with talking? Get you two guys talking.
I would love her to talk to me.
Yeah, but cut out the booty call jokes. Her husband was sick. You don't know if she had any relations with that man, and that was below you. You have a standard, man. I respect you. You've been in the business a long time. That booty call thing, the booty gate thing, that's something you harped on. And look, now that you have somebody to talk to that I think can at least connect you, I'm going to call you later. I want to get off the air, let other people speak.
Okay.
I don't want to make this. This is a fun show. You got a great show, school. You're a treasure to New Orleans. You are really. And I just think the fact that you don't have an open line of communication where you can call up the mayor and talk to her. That's something. Why is that?
There's
no reason for her to be that way to you.
There is no reason for
it. She needs to get off our butt and come and talk to you on your radio show. And you need to accept it. I know you would, but why is it like this?
Look, I don't know. I don't know. But I have.
Why don't you see Scoot? We're going to get the signs.
I have told her.
I'm going to get the signs. I know her, okay? She's a good woman.
I have told her that I will respect her. I have even told her that, yeah. I mean, there were even times that...
Well, you didn't when you were making fun of sexuality. Well, you didn't respect her.
Let me set the...
You gave it a name.
Let me set the record straight.
Hold on a minute. Did you come up with a name, yes or no?
I don't know. It was kind of floating around here. I don't know.
It was pretty funny, actually, but, you know, at some point...
But I never said...
It was funny until it wasn't. Right. You heard me?
I never said she had intimate relations with him. We talked about them playing Family Feud at the Vitalva. But I never said they had relations. I never said that.
That was pretty funny, too. Dude, you're a riot. You know, that you're a treasure. I wish you could talk to the mayor. I'm gonna do some things that... If you hear from some people, then nothing happened. Right?
Well, yeah. I ran into her assistant the other day at Robert's at Lakeview.
They were cordial and
very cordial. I mean, the guy's always cordial.
Like you, the mayor's office don't dislike
the
you.
I stand
alone saying that she just got $28 million from the Biden administration for roads and processes for all Louisiana, not just New Orleans. So people don't talk about the Louisiana Fair Act. Well, you don't even know what that is, I'll bet. And that's okay. But go to her website. Go see what she's doing for the people in New Orleans. Did she fly first class and she just get out of hand with the credit cards? Hey, bitch, calm that shit down.
Okay. All right. We've got to dump that. But hey, listen, the Democrat from the Ninth Ward, I appreciate you calling the show. I will talk to Mayor Cantrell anytime. And I will be respectful. But there are questions that I need to ask. I really don't know if there's anything left to ask concerning her booty guard and all that went on with Officer Vappi. I mean, that's in the past. I don't know if there's anything to talk about concerning that. You know, right now I would talk to her about the prison break. But I would talk to the mayor with respect anytime. But I don't think she wants to answer questions. And she has been very biased in her selection of where she voices her opinions. And she will not come on this station. And it's a shame because this station reaches so much of the New Orleans area. We're the emergency management station. And at times of emergencies, Cantrell has refused to come on this station to speak to the citizens of New Orleans, which is why I say she seems to not care about the citizens of New Orleans. If that's not true, then act in a way that makes me believe you do care. Because again, I don't feel the need to wake up in the morning and bash Cantrell. I wish we had a mayor where there was nothing to bash. But unfortunately, there are some things that come up that deserve commentary. But I do appreciate the call. All right, we've got some breaking news. Let's go to Chris Miller in the WWL newsroom.
Hey, Scoot, just wanted to let y'all and the listeners know that Louisiana State Police have arrested two people on charges of being accessories after the fact to helping the inmates who escaped from Orleans Parish Jail last week. Investigators say 32-year-old Courtney Harris of New Orleans was in contact with one escapee and even gave a ride to a couple of escapees to various locations in the city. State Police said those escapees remain at large. And they've also arrested a 38-year-old Slidell woman, Carvante Baptiste, who's accused of being in contact with escapee Corey Boyd, who's since been recaptured, helping him get food while he was on the run. So both are charged with accessory after the fact. That's a crime that carries a penalty of up to 5 years in jail.
Boy, this is great news, Chris, and I hope this sends a message to other people. If you run into these people, turn them in. Don't help them.
Yeah, and I would imagine state police are going to be grilling these two suspects pretty hard on where they think these escapees might be right now, or at least one of them. The other one was in contact with a guy they've already got back in custody.
And, Chris, we don't have any idea whether they're still in the state, do we?
No, we don't. There are still five of them on the run. Five of them have been recaptured, and at least, you know, authorities aren't giving any clues as to where they think they might be.
Yeah, I think it's great news that they've arrested two people who were helping them because, as you say, they're going to get a lot of information.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Chris Miller from the WWL newsroom with that breaking news. Let's go to Jackie. Jackie, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hi, Scoot. I'm glad and congratulations.
Thank you.
I brought this question to your associates last week. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to understand, and you just confirmed it. Trump accepted the plane. Okay, Boeing is going to update the plane as well as the Department of Defense. There are going to be weaponry on that plane. And Ian brought it to my attention that Air Force One is set up to deter any type of combat issues. But my question is, how many fighter jets are going to be flying around Air Force One, and should the occupant of the other country decide to send a squadron, 12 jets, Air Force One is going to need to protect itself. So it's going to have weaponry.
Right.
My question is common sense. Trump gets this plane. Okay, he gets it after he leaves the office. And suppose he passed away. So you mean to tell me his family is going to have a plane riding around this country with weaponry on it? That's dangerous.
Yeah.
Even for him. He's no longer in office. So you mean to tell me the defense company is going to now take all of those weaponry, another possible $1 billion that's going to come out of my pocket to ensure that plane is equipped just for regular usage.
And Jackie, I don't know. I mean, I think what you're asking is when the plane is turned over to the family and to Donald Trump himself, are they going to take all the equipment off of the jet? I don't know the answer to that. It might just be more affordable to leave it on the jet.
He is going to be a civilian, and his family are civilians, and they are going to be able to ride around the world in this country with weaponry on that plane.
That's a possible scenario. Hey, Jackie, a lot of us are confused because when presidents of the United States don't do the right thing, when they defy the Constitution, it is confusing. No matter what is said, no matter what BS is out there, it is breaking the Constitution to accept the plane. They have figured out a way to backdoor it in through the Defense Department, and the Pentagon says billions will be spent to fit this plane so it's capable of being Air Force One and carrying the President of the United States. People are losing their jobs because the government is trying to save money through DOGE, and yet billions are going to be spent unnecessarily on a plane that was just a gift from the Qatari royal family. This is wrong. I'm Scoot. If you want to join us, the Oak and Hart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. And yeah, we're going to get to this first mass-produced flying plane when we come back. I think about how we don't trust drivers. I think about fender benders. What happens if that happens in the air? So I'm going to get to this when we come back. But you know, we'll take some of your calls about the jet and other things that we're talking about this afternoon. Glad you're with us. We'll be right back on WWL.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
So, Bill Belichick's young, very young girlfriend, Jordan Hudson, says they're engaged. Is she not a gold digger? I mean, doesn't it seem like she's just after his money, using him in the meantime to get attention? I mean, she's like an egomaniac. She was kind of PO'd that she didn't win the Miss Maine pageant. She finished third. I think she finished second last year, so she finished third this year. Look, this girl is starving for attention, and she knows how to get it. And look, if Bill Belichick is enjoying himself, and you know what I mean by that, if he's enjoying himself in the meantime, hey, you know what? That's cool. Let him enjoy himself. But man, be careful. Because, man, this could be a witch who is after your money. And she might be a witch that's using you. So I don't know. I find the whole thing kind of suspicious. But if they're truly in love, God bless them. Let's go to Arthur in Slidell. Arthur, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon, Scoot. How you doing?
I'm good.
So I wanted to, you brought up a bit or at least about Clinton. I mean, about Donald Trump accepting the plane from, I think it was Qatar, or I can't remember exactly. But and what is all going to be done with the plane, how much it's going to cost to equip it and thing like that. But I think there's somewhat of a double standard there, considering that the Clintons, during his presidency, accepted a helicopter, which he kept after, you know, he left office. Yeah. And that was donated by the Saudis, and they got something for, it always seems to be when something comes up. I don't agree with everything that Trump does, but I agree with the majority of things that he does.
Well, Arthur,
and I think when you start bringing up stuff like this, it's a double standard. Yeah.
Well, I tell you what is a bigger problem than anybody having a double standard is you coming on the air and spreading fake news. That's fake news. It's not true. It didn't happen. Where'd you hear that?
It's all over. It was on the internet. And,
where?
Google it comes up.
Is it conservative, some conservative media outlet that's spreading this?
It's when you Google it, it comes up. But
what's the friggin' source, Archer? Arthur, what's the source? I mean, you can Google anything and something comes up, but it depends on the source. Do you believe every source you see?
No, I don't. But on the same token, I mean, like I said, I don't agree with everything.
You're not addressing the issue here. You can call me a liar if you want, but this is fake news. You have fallen for fake news.
Well, it seems to me everybody has said everything that Trump does.
Well, okay, whoa.
Let's just, Arthur, I Googled it. And the first 9 results say this is a debunked lie. It's a meme. There's no actual reporting on this at all, other than people talking about the meme and it being a lie.
Arthur,
did you Google it?
I mean, what's happened here, Arthur, is, you know, you're trapped in a conservative media echo chamber, and you are you're subject to believe whatever they tell you. And I feel badly for you because you call this show like you're so damn sure about this being right, and I've got a double standard on the air when you're the one who's wrong. That's not fair.
Well, I don't necessarily saying you have the double standard. I'm saying as a whole, a lot of people have a double standard because there's a lot of things.
But this didn't happen.
That, you know.
There's a lot of hypocrisy in the world. I'll give you that. But man, stop believing everything you see or hear, and stop spreading this story about the Clintons getting a helicopter because it's been debunked. It's not true. But this is what the conservative media does. They make up crap. They make up stuff to get to people like you, and they think you're a sucker. And they think that you're going to believe whatever they tell you, and you do. And you call this show with this information about the Clintons getting a helicopter, and it's not true. So, look, I appreciate the call. I've got to get to a break here, but I'm so glad that we just handled that, you know, right away. Because, again, this idea is ridiculous.
It is always a little bit frustrating, but not surprising to me, the degree, the urgency with which people will try to change the conversation after they get caught in a lie. It is okay. It is okay on this program to be wrong about something and then get contradictory information that says, no, you're wrong about that. What you should say is, oh, my mistake, I was wrong. Then you can move on.
No, but they doubled down on it.
Do not double down. Do not acknowledge that you were wrong about something that you felt really confident about 2 minutes ago. You can't go through life that way.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it's but this is typical. And this is what happens on Facebook and Instagram. It doesn't happen as often on Substack. That's a whole different audience. And I'm now on Substack, and I'm really proud about that. But it is amazing how people get trapped in this conservative echo chamber, and they're suckers. They're suckers. They're being told stuff that's not true, but they believe it because they want it to be true. And I don't know how many of you are guilty of this, but think about what just happened with this call. He learned this information, was so positive he was right. And embarrassingly, he was totally wrong. All right. You got a comment. Okunard Jewelers, talk and text line 504-260-1870. Hey, the other day we said that D.D. Sharp had the number one song in the country with Mashed Potato Time in 1962. Well, she had a follow-up hit. This is the day in 1962 she recorded the song Gravy for My Mashed Potatoes. Oh, yeah. These baby boomers were doing some great music. You know, sometimes it just gets so frustrating. I know I should be a little more kind and understanding, but there's just so much BS out there that it's so hard to take. I'm Scoot. We've got a lot more to talk about coming up next on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.